with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Senate confirms Scott Bessent as President Trump's Treasury Secretary. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Scott Bessent on Monday secured confirmation to lead the Department of the Treasury, putting President Trump's top economic nominee in place ahead of a big GOP push to enact Trump's ambitious economic agenda. Senators voted 68 to 29 on Bessent's nomination. The chamber had to tee up the final vote during a rare Saturday session that top Republicans held as part of their weeks-long process of confirming Trump's cabinet choices. The Senate will now turn its attention to greenlight former Representative Sean Duffy to become Secretary of Treasury. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
56 survivors of Auschwitz gathered at the site of the Nazi concentration camp on the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the death camp by Allied war soldiers. In an interview with Sky News, Holocaust survivor Ava Clark recounts her mother's story as part of Holocaust Memorial Day and describes what happened when her mother first arrived at Auschwitz.
And selection always meant life or death. And my mother got through a selection because she was still strong enough for work. They then had all their hair shaved. They then were given that sort of striped uniform and a pair of shoes, if they were lucky. And then they were tattooed with a number on their arms. And after that, they were sent into huts.
Many participants expect it to be the last major observance with any notable number of survivors, given how exhausting it is for a group whose youngest members are in their late 80s. Rain has mostly moved out of Southern California after the first significant storm of the season brought weekend downpours that aided firefighters. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 289 points, but the Nasdaq plunged 612, the S&P lower by 88. This is SRN News. Another poll about transgenderism.
This one comes from the New York Times and Ipsos, and it reveals that 49% of Americans believe that society has gone too far in accommodating people who are trying to live as the opposite sex. 21% think we haven't gone far enough. When it comes to men playing against women in sports, 79% say no, and that includes majorities of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. 71% say no to puberty-blocking drugs for children.
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. As America turns against the LGBT agenda, Hollywood's doubling down. The movie industry lined up behind Emilia Perez, a Netflix musical about transgenderism, granting it 13 Oscar nominations, the most of any film this year. Emilia Perez is up for Best Picture and Best Actress for Carla Sofia Gascon, A Man Who Is Living as a Woman. This is SRN News. President Trump is reversing his predecessor's efforts to clean up areas hardest hit by pollution from heavy industry ports and roadways.
President Trump eliminated the Justice 40 initiative the Biden administration created, which required 40% of the benefits from certain environmental programs to go to hard-hit communities. He disbanded a team of White House advisors who focused on the issue. It's part of a spate of early executive orders that align with Trump's campaign pledge to slash regulations and eliminate an emphasis on diversity, equity, and inclusion. The new administration actions end a short-lived federal embrace of environmental justice.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Perplexity AI has presented a new proposal to TikTok's parent company that would allow the U.S. government to own up to 50% of a new entity that merges Perplexity with TikTok's U.S. business, according to a person familiar with the matter. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.